You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm delighted to be joined in the studio right now by Tia and Kahukura. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
How's it going? How's your day been?
Really, really good. It's been good today.
Fantastic. Do you want to just come a little bit closer to the mic? Tia and I are a part of a group called The Hive. And The Hive is a... do you want to explain it? I don't know.
Yeah, The Hive is a group of young people. We like to think of ourselves as the bridge. So we're like the bridge between young people and the government. Mm-hmm. But not just getting young people to engage with the government, also getting the government to engage with young people and be held accountable.
Yeah, totally. And it's such an important thing, eh? Because like government tries so much to talk to young people. But I feel like before The Hive, like they just didn't know how to do it, right?
And be like, oh, hey, we want young people. Okay, cool. MYD.
Yeah, literally, eh? And yeah, we were at the MYD offices last week for a series of HUI, I guess. I don't know what else to describe it as.
Yeah, HUI workshops. It was so fun.
Yeah, and we saw the true size of MYD. That's the Ministry of Youth Development. And there were, what, like 6 people in the office? Something like that.
We saw their nice little 4 corners of the, like, 8-story building. It was really, really interesting. It's quite interesting to see where a lot of, funding for the government goes towards young people.
So. Yeah. And it's just a really small group of people that actually control it. So how did you get involved in The Hive? Where did that all start from?
Yes. So The Hive has been around since 2019, and you were one of the first, Amropu. But I joined in 2022 in season 3 of The Hive.
Yeah.
Back when Kahukura over here, who was being very well behaved, back when he was about 6 months, and I think one thing that I remember of how long I've been in The Hive and the growth we've had was... I think one of our hivers were like, oh, one of our goals for this year is to see Kahukura and to see Tia's baby take his first steps. And now he's taking way more than his first steps.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. That's so good. And how did you find out about it?
I'm not sure if he was in your season, but Dino, my good friend Dean, who is, I'm pretty sure he's a season 2 hiver.
Yeah.
I looked at his story and I was really... Well, I love his aesthetic. He's a very beautiful aesthetic person. Yeah. And I saw that The Hive was recruiting this random little Instagram thing. Yeah. It just said, hey, if you want to join, click this link. I clicked the link, filled it out, and had a really quick corridor with, I believe it was H and Jeru, who I'm pretty sure was a season 1 hiver.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Oh, such a beautiful person. Yeah. The Hive has introduced me to some really diverse people from different walks of life, but they have honestly, like yourself, been really big part of my growth. So
yeah,
such
sure.
a really awesome opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, I think one of the coolest things with The Hive is the sort of real diversity that it has in experience and different people involved. And I think it really speaks to the output of the work is just so good, and it wouldn't be without the range of people involved in it.
It's so cool. Just the other day, I haven't actually told you this, but just the other day I was stalking the Green Party list and I saw Elliot Blunt. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, no,
that's
a lot
so
of fun.
Cool.
Yeah, so. Nice.
Abby!
Would you like to say kia ora?
Kia ora, Kahukura.
Hey. No, yeah, The Hive is.
Sorry for that.
Would you like to watch that?
We're good.
Yeah, The Hive has been such a really cool space, and I guess it kind of inspired me to come back to uni and study what I study. So
true.
I currently study philosophy and politics.
Wow, yeah.
I've always wanted to study philosophy, but the politics part kind of came from being in The Hive. I was like, wow, a lot of these people know so much about politics, and I know nothing about politics. And every single time we go down to, we'll go up to Wellington, I'm always inspired. I always look at Mr. Speaker's seat, and I'm like, that's going to be mine.
It will. One day, you will be Madam Speaker, and I'm so excited for that.
And you'll be in the Te Pāti Kākariki, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't know. But I guess we should explain a bit more about The Hive. So at the moment, I guess, so the workshop that we did last week, we took the voice we took the voice of young people, we ripped it out of them, and in the form of a workshop. So we had the puzzle, which was a series of different issues written on extra, like, jumbo-size puzzle pieces. And we got a group of young people in this workshop to write their thoughts on it about different issues that are relevant to young people today. And then the next day we took those to a workshop of decision-makers and policymakers from different parts of government. To me, I feel like that is sort of what the Hive is really good at, right? Is that directly, the direct communication between young people and decision makers.
Yes, I think that's so true. And one of the big things that I really enjoy about the Hive, especially being under Curative, which is a marketing company that specializes in, they kind of choose their mahi based on companies or projects that promote social good.
Yeah, yeah.
And
And they sort of, like, operationally run the Hive.
Yes. And one of the most amazing things about it is on Tuesday or Wednesday when we have our hui, we might be like, hey, you know what I think will be good? A puzzle. A jumbo puzzle. And that the next hui in a fortnight will be like, hey, look, here's the puzzle.
There it is.
And that is, honestly, that turnaround is, it seems to be the similar way that the Hive operates, where we'll go and collect young people, stories from young people and youth voice, and we will try to get feedback or kind of, you know, close the loop, which is something we like to talk about in the Hive quite often, of getting, not only giving that feedback to government, but also getting the feedback from the government to give back to young people so that young people are aware and it doesn't feel like, I know in government spaces, submissions can take up to months to get back into to even be read and looked over. So
totally.
It's really cool to be able to go to a youth workshop, collect youth stories and youth voice, and then the next day give them straight to the government officials. So I think that's really cool.
Definitely. Yeah, and I think the submission process as it stands is just so incredibly inaccessible, and like, it's just not built for normal people to be able to have their say, right?
Exactly, and even I know personally, it wasn't until the Hive where I was introduced to these to the sort of COPUP and being able to make submissions. I had sort of seen on a lot of maybe like on social media with some people who were sort of rising activists or people who are activists. Or sometimes when I follow, like, for example, the Te Pāti Māori Instagram page, it'll be like, if you want a submission, click this link, and then that's when I'm like, oh, cool. But it seems like something a bit foreign, especially with a lot of the submissions nowadays, where you kind of have to write a whole list of issues, plan it out properly, write it out properly, and then take that physical list to the mayor, take it to Parliament. And that sort of stuff is something that I would really be interested in demystifying, which is what we like to do at the Hive, of demystifying these processes, but not only making it a bit more digestible to understand how it works, but also maybe making it a bit more accessible.
100%.
I'm really excited to explore more of the Hive.
Yeah, I think the future is so exciting. I mean, I don't know what it's going to look like exactly, but we'll see.
It's very exciting, and I guess because we're kind of touching on those ages of the outside of the youth bracket.
Yeah.
24 nearly, so that is quite exciting, but I'm sure as soon as we get more updates about the Hive, we'll be able to let you know.
Yeah, definitely. But the Instagram is the best place to see all that's new from the Hive, which is at thehive.nz.
Yes.
On Instagram.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's
at the Hive. And TikTok?
TikTok. Oh, what I wish we did was make more TikToks.
Yeah.
I know we have so many creative TikTokers in our little roku this year.
Totally.
Definitely more to come.
The only place
to go up is from here.
Totally, yeah. Follow us on TikTok, follow us on Instagram, thehive.nz. Tia, thanks so much for chatting. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this song? Do you have anything to say about it?
Oh, this song, I really love New Zealand creators. Aradna is one of my favourites. There's Monster featured on this, so sometimes I feel a little bit gangster, I like to have the song. But it's also a really pretty song, and I have overused it too many times on my Instagram, so I need to find a new Aradna song.
We've got to have bangers on the Instagram stories. That's most important. Awesome. Tia, thank you so much. It is 16 minutes past 8, and you're listening to the Sustainable Sounds on Radio 191 FM.
DR. Monster. Aradna. Let's go.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.